ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqit. Wa baqiya al-laylu wa al-nahar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings be upon our beloved Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the master of the martyrs, the Imam who was slain and slaughtered in the plains of Karbala by the most miserable people, by the most troublesome people of the history, of the span of the history of creation, those who confronted the infallible Imam and committed the atrocities no one else had ever done before and no one else would ever be committed after. Assalamu alaykum, Abu Abdullah. Peace and blessings be upon you. O Allah, we pray to you that this Muharram, inshallah, be the Muharram, be the times that we get closer to become the true followers and true soldiers of our Hussein of time, our Imam of time, and grant us the ability to know the Yazid of our time, inshallah. Let's get back to the program Bridge, the discussions that we have on the supplications of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. In this 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, which is titled as the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he mentioned Shaitan and sought refuge from him and from his enmity and trickery, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us to also not only pray for the sanctuary of ourselves and the people who surround us in the society, whether it's our parents, our children, wives, neighbors, relatives, family members, you name it, but also for all those who are the monotheists all around the world, all around throughout the span of the history. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma wa'amun bidhalika man shahida laka bil-rububiyya. What does that mean? Let's take a break and inshallah we'll come back with the translation.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
all right, we're back, and we were supposed to come up with the translation to the phrase, the 11th phrase of this great dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma wa'amun bidhalika man shahida laka birububiyya. O Allah, include in that dua of keeping everyone safe and secure from the shaitan, in sanctuary from shaitan, including that dua, which was the part prior to this, everyone who witness to you as a Lord, everyone who bears or witnesses the Tawheed, the monotheism, who believes that you are the Lord, you are the Creator, you are one and only. No one else is deserved to be worshipped by you. وَأَخْلَسَكَ لَكَ بِالْوَحْدَانِيَةِ and devotes himself sincerely to you, to your unity, right? To your oneness. وَأَدَاهُ لَكَ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْعُبُودِيَةِ and shows enmity towards him, Shaitan, through the reality of servanthood. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, the fact or the test for the reality, for the truthfulness of servanthood is our actions and deeds. Imam Sajjad in here says, a person, include anyone, who also expresses enmity against Shaitan, they're against Shaitan by what? Through the reality of servanthood, right? Through their actions. You can confront Shaitan through your actions, not only through your tongue. It says, بحقيقة الأبودية, the reality, the truth of servanthood, right? The realness of servanthood. واستظهر بك عليه في معرفة and seeks help from you against him through knowledge of the divine sciences. في معرفة العلوم الربانية, knowledge, a true knowledge of the علوم الربانية, of the divine sciences, right? Of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn, in fact, protects us, right? Or allow us to seek help by action from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps those who bear knowledge, right? Oh Allah, make this statement or make universal this sanctuary, make it universal for all those who testify to the leadership of you. Let's take a break and inshallah we'll be back quickly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, in this final portion of this episode, what I want to say is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what we want in this dua, it's that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a more fitting and propositional phrase that be related to sincerely believers or sincerely believing rather than an implied belief or a claim of belief. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everybody and knows what the truth of ubudiyah or the level of the reality of being submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart is. And the only way to achieve security from shaitan is through the haqiqah, through the truthfulness, through the reality of servanthood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is servanthood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in on the ground is following the Holy Prophet, the teachings of the Holy Prophet. It's following and believing in Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, is constantly searching for our Imam of time and for trying to, inshallah, follow him truly and to be able to implicate and understand his commands and to apply them into our lives, inshallah. It's what Imam Sajjad wants us to understand is that learning the divine sciences in that final portion, right, is the way to be able to protect ourselves from shaitan, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد